The countdown for National Science Week is on. While official festivities kick off actually tomorrow, tonight street science will bring us something really special, Australia's first large-scale simultaneous rocket launch. Kits have been sent to households all around the country, and from 7 p.m. Eastern time, it's expected more than 1,500 small rockets will blast off into the sky. Steve Liddell is the founder of Street Science and our guest this morning. Steve, lovely to have you on the show. Just describe these rockets. Just how small are they and how are they fueled?
Yeah, very good morning to you, Patricia. So the rockets that we're going to be working with this evening are CO2 rockets. So they're powered by carbon dioxide gas. They sit a couple of inches high and they're made of predominantly made of plastic. And the way these are actually fueled up and launched, we've got our own rocket fuel that we've made. And it's all pretty safe. So we're going to be sending these kits, or we already have sent these kits actually, to about 400 or 500 families around the country in the lead up to National Science Week. And then these families are going to tune into a broadcast this evening that runs for a couple of hours. I've got some special guests. We're going to be shooting over to the UK with Ray Stott over there, who's a satellite engineer. So we're going to hear from him. We're going to be hanging out with Cran Middlecoat from It's Rocket Science, and he's going to be doing all sorts of good stuff to educate. We're going to be teaching these kids about forces and fuels. And then what we do is we get the children all around the country to build these CO2 rockets, power them up. And as you said earlier, they step outside at 7 p.m. and we're all going to launch at the same time. So we're going to have, close to 1,500 rockets all launching at 7 p.m. tonight all around Australia to celebrate the launch of National Science Week.
How environmentally friendly are the rockets?
Well, they're reusable. So we've made them out of centrifuge tubes. So these rockets are going to go, they're going to land in the kids' backyards. If they're shooting them from the street, they're probably going to go as high as the roof of maybe a three-story house. So they're pretty good. So the kids are going to shoot them from off the ground. Once they load them up, there's about a 30-second delay and then they explode and they go flying into the sky. And then they'll be able to collect them. And because they've made them, so they'll be piecing them all together. They'll keep it. And I think it'll probably have pride of place on the bedside table, I reckon, for some time to come.
For sure. Now, launching so many rockets at once sounds really logistically difficult to me. Can you explain how you've kind of pulled that off?
Yeah, it's a first. So hopefully we do pull it off nicely.
The pulling off hasn't happened yet, but it looks promising.
Yeah, plans are in place. So we've, as a response to COVID back in 2020, the team at Street Science, we built a studio on the north side of Brisbane, which is a recording studio and a broadcast studio. So our programs have always been run face-to-face in schools and around the community, just trying to get people, and kids especially, excited and really engaged in their science education. And come sort of early 2020, we got kicked out of schools for about 6 months. So as a result of that, we needed to pivot and adapt, and we started doing these digital broadcasts. And now we can set ourselves up in that studio in North Brisbane, and we've got some great software where we can broadcast into the homes of these families all around the country. And we've got families in Perth, down in Tassie, up and down the east coast of Australia, right up north as well. So just with that technology, we'll be able to broadcast into their houses. We'll be able to walk the children and the families through the processes of building and fueling up. And then they're all going to head outside at about 5 to 7. And we're hoping that mum and dad jump on their mobile phones and record these launches and jump on the socials and tweet away so that we've got a bit of a buzz happening on social media as well.
So who has put their hand up for one of these rocket kits? Is it kids, a school group, space enthusiasts? You sort of, I'm trying to find out how I can be part of this if you do it again.
Yeah, totally. So it really is the general public. So we do have some schools who have got their hands on kits. We've got some community groups like Scouts who have got their hands on these kits. But the majority of these kits have been sent out to families where there's maybe 1, 2, 3 children at home. And they're just excited about getting hands-on with their science and exploring a little bit about space. So I don't think you need to be a space enthusiast. I think you just need to be excited to learn. And that's Aussie kids in a nutshell. They absolutely love their science. So when we can provide opportunities for them to do the science and we can contextualise it, make it real, link it to things that are going on in the world around them, they can learn so much and they can have such a great time along the way.
So how important events like this and National Science Week in getting us, especially young people, really engaged with science?
Yeah, it's crucial. So National Science Week is obviously it's a big festival. It's a big celebration. It runs from the 13th through to the 21st of August. So it goes for a whole week with a couple of weekends bookended on that week as well. And it just provides the community an opportunity to engage with science. And it's really been health and science and technology that's come to the forefront over the last couple of years with the pandemic. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to really celebrate some of that work that's been done. But to get kids and get families and parents and grandparents excited with some of these wonderful events that are going on, because the more excited we are, the more engaged we are, and an engaged community is an educated community.
Steve, I have to ask, because our listeners are very concerned about this. Are you worried about possible injuries?
No, not with these ones. So we've launched these rockets. So we've launched these probably, I reckon we would launch 500-600 every week just through our school programs that we run. So Street Science, we've been around for 10 years. We work with about 100,000-150,000 kids every year running hands-on, highly engaging activities. And our rocket science programs are one of our most popular. This is tried and tested. There's no fire. There's no big explosions that are involved in this. We're using rocket fuel that's been made in our lab, and it's very safe. In fact, it reacts with water and it builds up. It fizzes away inside these rockets and it builds up pressure. And of course, all of our young scientists, they're going to be wearing their Street Science safety glasses while they're outside today. So beautiful and safe and very much risk assessed.
Okay, excellent. I'm glad I asked. Steve, thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for chatting.
Steve Liddell is the founder of Street Science, organising the nation's first simultaneous rocket launch tonight. And you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.